reference points to go to and touch, because there's a lot more material than I could ever give you just in this outline, although I did have a number of attachments to it to help as well. But I just wanted to make you aware that there are plenty of other places to go to grow and learn, that you can pick up ideas and concepts, and so it's not just limited to the outline that I have here. So anyway, jump in. Of course, Friday there was a presidential meeting. Thursday night was the presidential reception. I didn't cover anything from that. Friday all day we had a presidential meeting where they basically wanted to, again, go over the three-point plan, because not all of us were able to be in Dallas when Leone came in town with Vince, and so Vince and his wife and J.P. Coster were there, so they basically kind of were going to go over that with us. The whole event started off with just Al announcing, of course, that Jason had kicked off his run. So now we all knew he was running the wall. We have no doubt. There's YouTube videos. There's videos. We, of course, have the website where you can track them, M5M Run. So just make sure that you're aware of this and you're keeping on top of it. Now when you talk to people and use it as leverage to build your business, he is already running a marathon a day. Stan Frederick just talked about Warren Buffett's three criteria for making the investment. And, of course, it made sense for him, for Manatech, to invest in Manatech. And he's he invested a big share of his family's money, but he's more than quadrupled that or quintupled it, because the investment's proved out so incredible. Bob Adams gave one of my favorite quotes out there, because I think it's really critical that we all recognize this. We've heard this quote 100 times, but when are we going to really take it to heart? Watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. And that is so true. So it all boils down, Bob says, habits. Look at your habits. What habits do you have? And you'll hear a lot more about these things. By the way, Vander Lindy, it's misspelled throughout the whole outline. I just want you to know I left off the R, not intentionally. Vander Lindy is the real last name. And those are Vince and his wife Yolandi were there from South Africa. And he talked about, Vince and his wife took 2.5 years to develop their habits. So it's not about developing a habit overnight, but, it's your choice how fast you're going to implement that and put them into your life and follow it. And that's one of the great things about the 100-day challenge going on right now. It's a perfect time for you to shift habits, because every day, I'm not kidding, I woke up this morning and the first thing I was thinking about, I pray first, my first thing in the morning, but the first thing after I prayed was a concept I started thinking about. What do you think Jason Lester is doing today, Mary Jo? I talked to myself like that. He's running a marathon. So what is it that I can do today? Can I match that energy? Well, I can't run a marathon, but I sure can do my part. So what does that look like? And it's going to be about reestablishing better habits to grow my business. And I want everybody to think about that. Build an accountability group. Build a team. Start looking at yourself and say, I can do this. Jason's running a marathon today. What am I doing? It's a great time for 100 days to follow that daily action tracker and start building better habits, because that is what will change your life. He talked, Vince went over, again, three-point plan, and you guys have seen this a number of times and you can look it back at a lot of my different Monday calls that I've covered the three-point plan, but he talked about the three powers, and I tried to just kind of highlight some of the things that might be new concepts, nuances. He talked about the book Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey Jr. I've read that book. It's terrific, because power of unity, we can have unity because we trust each other. And the power of trust is so critical. So as leaders, all of you on this call today need to understand the critical importance of truth and trust in your life. Then that's what you want to make sure, that you don't do anything, you don't take action, you don't say words, you don't do anything that would cause somebody to distrust you, because trust is at the basic core of any leadership, and it's at the basic core of unity for us. Power of submission, and that doesn't mean it's not the submission that you lay your floor mat. The idea is that you get fully engaged, and I love that language he used. It's like, when you listen to music, you want to be fully engaged. So, you take everything in. You're not balking. You're not saying, I can do it differently. I can do it better. I can do this. It's crazy, because the minute you start doing that, guess what? Your people in your organization are going to do the same thing to you. So the idea is, he talked about the golden rule of MLM, which is what you do to you, with your upline, your downline will surely do to you. So if you want respect and honor and you want to carry out a system, and you want it to be system throughout everyone in your organization, then you abide by it, you run with it, you are submitting to that system. You're saying, I am fully engaged in this system, right? And he even talked about two specific, I put them in the outline because I thought they were great, two specific actions. When you bring a prospect to a meeting, like if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you're bringing a prospect over, or even having one over to your house Tuesday night if you're going to listen to J.P. Costa, you want to take what? You want to take your person and say, let me introduce you to my leader who's helping me to get to the next level, who is my pathway to the next level, you know? And it's again, you're submitting to your leader. You don't want to be the solo person out there. Submission operates even at that level. Submission also operates when you bring somebody to the tools table. When you go to an opportunity meeting, you go, let me take you back to the tools table because these are so critically important. They changed my life. Notice the submission. That's even submission. So recognize these things as submission. Be humble. Give credit where credit is due, right? And because then it's doable by other people. Power of the spoken word is the third one. Always edifying, uplying, edifying things. Always speaking positive over your organization, right? Never being negative. Don't say anything negative. Always. And develop those habits. That's what we kept talking about, like the book The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson or Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. These are incredible books to help you understand the critical importance of every little behavioral pattern we have on a daily basis. If we just change a few of those over 12 months, our total life will change. The power of the accumulation of the doubling of the penny, right? Know your why. Our product, this is critical for all of us to recognize, our product is not Ambertose. Our product is not nutritional supplements. Our product in the field is people. That's our product. So it's not a game. It's about people's lives and their future. What do you stand for? You know, freedom, empowerment, hope. We're changing the 40-year plan. He talked about that frequently from stage, the 40-year plan being you work for 40 years and you retire and you get paid. You work 40 hours a day for 40 years and you retire and you get paid 40% of what you used to earn. Now, that's a pathetic plan of life. And we're changing that life plan. So our why must come first. Our why. Know your why. Why am I doing this? And it's different for everybody. It was different for me. When I first started, of course, I had my dad's phenomenal results. That was huge. I felt the Lord leading me down the path. That was huge. But I also was walking away from six figures, huge dollars. And was I really going to give all that up not to recreate it? So probably at the moment, although I talk about my dad and I talk about the Lord in my life, you know, kind of directing me, I perhaps down deep, if I had to look at what the greatest why was, I knew I had to make this work because I just gave up six figures. So it was, you know, so maybe right out of the box, my why was that was, you know, I didn't have an option. There was no option to fail. And maybe some of us have to look at that. No option to fail. So I did things, I got out of my comfort zone in a million ways. I no more wanted to talk to everybody at Office Depot and Whole Foods. But you know what? I did it. I did it over and over and over again. So it's the way it works. That's what this business is. And what a blessing it is. Because really, when I look back at all those years, I kept kidding myself, that was just what Christ did. He walked this earth and he talked to everybody. He knew every hair on everybody's head. And I'm sitting here and I don't even want to talk to people. And our goal as Christians, for those of you with my faith, you know, is to be as Christ-like as possible. So what is it about us that we don't want to talk to people or we feel uncomfortable talking to people? Gosh, it's kind of get over it, right? So know your why. Get that clear for you, whatever that is. But it's got to be big. It's got to be something that makes you, that's why I say, if your why doesn't make you cry, then you don't have it. You don't have it. Keep working on it. He talked about the leadership book by John Wooden, too. I hadn't read that one yet, so I popped that on my iPad, and I can't wait to do it on my next trip this week. I'm going to eat up that book. So, J.P. Coster is there, the same gentleman. At 22, he joined Manitech. 11 months later, he was presidential, and 6 years later, he's silver presidential. I mean, a young kid who wanted nothing to do with the products. All he wanted to do is what? Make money. You know, and when he got involved in this industry, he said, you know, it's unbelievable. He was born to do it. I love to teach people and help others. And he said, "What? A big question to ask people is, what would you do if money or time was absolutely no issue, what would you do with your life? Because that helps people figure out a why. They figure out a reason why. You follow? That's why he's asking the question. He wants somebody to dream again. He wants somebody to believe there's just something better in life than what they're stuck in today. And he talks about, for us, it's doing the little things great. And he, you know, the four, he drew the circle. And trust me, this is during a presidential meeting. So you can imagine there's a little bit of arrogance in the room too, right? Because some presidentials think they got it all made and they have it all down pat and that's how they got there. So there's a little, you know, pushback from the audience a little bit. I sensed in a few people I talked to were like, well, this is nothing new. And I go, well, it was new to me. The four steps when you draw that circle aren't new. You know, build your list, contact, invite, share the plan, follow up and close. Those aren't new. But the way he presented it was new. And the way he went after it was new. And it's something I'm not sure all of us are really jumping in and training as well as we need to be doing today. And so he was just terrific with that. And he talked about these are skill sets. He said maybe some of us need to just spend one day learning how to contact and invite, learning how to share the plan, learning how to follow up and close, right? And he harped on the idea that if you're going to build a multi-million dollar business, don't approach it with a $1,700 attitude. Some of you approach it with a $70 attitude. And he talked about how do we contact an invitee. He just said, hey, contact an invitee is simple. It's a simple one sentence. Hey, John, this is JP. I was just heading into a meeting, so can't speak for a long time, but I wanted to share something with you. When can we grab a cup of coffee together? That's a contact and invite. We blow it up into some five-hour machination. We dial the phone, and we hope no one answers. We hope we get an answering machine. I mean, it's crazy the things we do. Step into your power. Make it easy. And he talked about those four basics. Get those four basics. Spend a day just learning all those things. The other concept he brought up I'd never heard before was called Ham-Bam. Have a meeting, book a meeting. In other words, the minute you have a meeting, you never walk out of a meeting you have without having another one booked. Have a meeting, book a meeting. Have a meeting, book a meeting. How many of us have a meeting and then it's 3 weeks later before we have our next one? That doesn't happen. What, are you putting your business on hold? If you worked in a sales company, you'd be fired. Have a meeting, book a meeting. Have a meeting, book a meeting. Surely somebody at that meeting wants to, would be interested in sponsoring a meeting or even doing a one-on-one or doing a home party or whatever it is. But have a meeting, book a meeting. Always, always be directed with meetings. Always, always, always. You know? And he talked about, too, you know, when you have people at a meeting, whenever you meet somebody and you have a one-on-one or something, the first thing you want to do is see if they're ready to get started. A lot of people won't be. And you go, you know, if they say they're ready to get started, great. You sign them up right there. Get the computer out, sign them up, get them started, and work with them on what? The four basics, right? And then if they say no, he says, this is what I tell people. I say, I'm so glad you said that. Why not come to the upcoming opportunity meeting and get more information to make a qualified decision? See, that's the language he uses right there in the outline. It's great whether they say, yes, they're ready to sign up or they're not ready to sign up. But anytime a person's not ready to sign up, the next question is, it's about leading them into more information. Always give them more information, get them to the next meeting, give them more information. They're not ready yet, give them more information, get them to the next meeting. It's a constant cycle. So you close them. And he said one of the most important factual things that was told him in his life was when his upline told him, if you share the business, in other words, STP, share the plan, not the products, if you share the products, people, and you keep sharing the products and sharing the products, share the products, you're never going to grow your business. I mean, you might get to regional or national, but you're never going to get to presidential because you're not going to have any people doing the business. Networking, our model, is all about leverage off other people. You want to find people who are business builders. You want to share. The only way you find business builders is you share the plan. So we're out there sharing the plan. If they don't want to do the business, they'll fall back on taking the products. I'm going to guarantee you're going to sign up more product users by sharing the business because they're going to feel bad that they don't want to do what you want them to do, but then they'll fall back and take the products. If you just share the products, they only have one option, right? Either take them or don't. When you share the plan, they have three. They can take the products. I mean, if they can share the plan, they can do the business. They can just take the products, or they can do nothing. But you give them another option there, and most people will always buy to the middle option. So just understand psychology and how it works, and that's why you share the plan. But he used this. He says, if you share the, his person told him, if you share this business with 1,000 people, you'll never have to work another day in your life. And J.P. Koster looked at that and he thought to himself, I can share with 1,000 people. He's 22 years old. Does he want to work another day in his life? Well, he'd love to retire right now. The time freedom and to be able to do and explore and travel and do what he wants to do in his life, whatever that why is for him, is overwhelming at 22 and 24. So why are we not using that? I don't know. I think a lot of us don't use that kind of concept because in the back of our hearts, we're not really sharing the plan ourselves. So we need to get that down, how to share the plan. By the way, he did show how he shares the plan on Saturday night. I didn't capture all of it, but if you look on Navigate People, these guys were just in Australia at the Australian National Convention. They were down there for like 3-5 days. Guess what happened? Yeah, Rodney Gilchrist got him in the recording studio, recorded all of it, and it's posted all over Navigate. So just look up 3-Point Plan on Navigate, and you can capture a lot of great stuff today. We just got notice of that when we were at the Chicago convention. So anyway, but I guarantee you, I am going to use this phrase, if you share the business with 1,000 people, you'll never have to work another day in your life. I'm going to use that with every new person I work with. Everyone. Because then you know what happens? When they invite, this is what J.P. Costa said. He said, I had this big meeting at my house. I invited 70 people, only 30 showed up, and at the end of the meeting, Louis and Leone were there, his upline, right? Only 2 people signed up, and they came in as consumers. And Louis and Leone comment, that's 1 more share of the plan. Check it off. So instead of getting discouraged by who didn't sign up, he realized that that was just 1 more of the 1,000 times he's going to share the plan. So it gets rid of discouragement because you're checkmarking off how many times I'm going to show the plan till I don't never have to work another day in my life. So it's a power of consistency. Bo talked at the event. He talked a little bit about, you know, you can be remarkable or replaceable, but if you want to do the build business, you want to be replaceable. And some of us, and I'm victim to this myself, I try to do as much as I can, and I'm always out there doing more and more and more, and I think sometimes I'm not replaceable for some people in my organization. So I'm not really being a great leader in that regard. I'm being a great leader by all the things I do, but I make myself irreplaceable, and that's wrong because I don't want people to look at me as that's what you have to do in order to be successful in Manatech. You don't have to be anything. I do all what I do because I love helping people, right? It comes from heart and desire, and it's part of my talents I have, so I want to share those with people. But the idea is we want to be replaceable, you know? In order to build your business, you need to be replaceable. So think about that. Be humble. Let other people never do anything that somebody else can do for themselves. That was a big point that came across over and over again. And he talked about our obligation is building champions. That's what we want to develop, champions, right? And when you have those bi-monthly meetings that they have, they keep talking about as bi-weekly. I'm changing the terminology in there, and I know we're not supposed to change anything, but they call them bi-weekly. Bi-weekly to me is twice a week. But that's not what they're meaning when they talk about the meeting. They're talking about bi-monthly. Twice a month you have these meetings. And he says on those bi-monthly events, they're all about bringing new people. And only 10% of it is about how-tos. 90% of it is excitement. And that's what the South Africans drive their business around, excitement. So, J.P. Koster came up and reviewed the structure. I'm not going to go through the structure because we already talked about, you know, you get a brand-new person. What are the 3 things? Have fun, tell stories, stay close to your upline, and you build. You just work with them. You build, help sit down, work with them, and this is crucial. And I don't do this enough, but sit down with the person and build their 100 name list. Build that with them. Don't go off and tell them to build it by themselves. Build it with them. Why aren't we getting involved in these people's lives? They're going to be the most important people in our lives a year from now. You know, we're going to help build them to regional, national, executive. So, you know, we want to be close to them, connected with them. So engage with them. And then talk about, okay, let's go. Let's make 5 phone calls. Let's get some meetings going. I'll go do Duval for your first 5 meetings with you. And you go out there and you sign them up and you build 2 legs because you want what you want to do out of the box. You want to make sure they get to their team bonus and then they get to regional. I mean, you're driving this. The taproot and the 3-point plan come in down the road. you, as Upline, never put people in both their legs. You're only going to put your sign-up, your sign-ups in one leg. But down the road is when you start teaching them. When they're at 4,000 a volume or close to national director, that's when the taproot and all the things, you know, really get instituted, the three-point plan especially. But they know right up front, you know, as you're starting to grow after the first month or so and they've got their you're at the regional director after a month or two, you know, you're going to make it clear that if you do a meeting for them and they go, okay, can you put them in the computer? And you go, if I touch that computer, they're going in the taproot. So they know right away that they can't, you're not going to sign in, help them sign people up and put them, if you have to do that, touch the computer, they go in the taproot. So you talked about that. So the people start really developing themselves, and everybody's building that taproot together, so that taproot's going on like crazy and building depth there. So when do you leave? You talked about when you leave the taproot, and I gave you the reference. Go to my Monday call, May 12th, if you want to look at structure. Build depth and spend 50% of the time showing the plan and 50% of your time on leaders in the taproot. And that's for somebody that's seasoned. That's not a brand new person. That's somebody who's like, you know, senior national executive level, presidential level. You're going to be spending 50% of your time showing the plan and 50% of your time, what, on leaders in the taproot. When you're national director, between national and senior national or national exec, you want to still be spending the majority of your time sharing that plan, right? It's not when you start getting developed to executive level presidential, now you're spending 50% of your time showing the plan, but 50% of your time is leaders in the taproot, making sure to support them, calling them twice a month or twice a week, I mean, being in connection. You want to be in connection with your people. Build depth. Vincent got up and he talked about the me. We've already gone over that, the two CDs. You guys are all familiar with the championship series. That's the success magazine we get every month with CDs in it. You should be listening to CDs every day, not once a month. Don't listen to the CD and go, okay, I'll listen to the CDs the first day I'm done. Every day. And when you're brand new, I love the Making the Shift CD. I love my people. I say, hey, for the first 2 to 3 weeks, I want you to listen to this every day. Right? You want to give them great CDs to listen to, or give them championship stories. Give them stories about presidentials. We have a great series. We've got a library now of CDs over the last 6 months from Manitech. We're building that and using it with our new people. So so you want to listen to CDs. You want two books. One book is like Start With Why by Simon Sinek is a great one to start with. Manitech's putting together a book list. And then the second book would be an autobiography. So you want people to read. We grow. People who don't read don't grow. I love to read. I was reading books on the airplanes. I mean, I thank goodness I spent so much time on them. But, I mean, I love to read. So you want to absorb as much as you can. That's how you grow. As you keep reading, you keep growing. So monthly trainings are the once-a-month Saturday trainings, the weekly webinars. Manitech doesn't have one in place yet. I use my Monday call. I'm telling my people, my Monday call becomes your weekly webinar. You want people on that Monday call because they always can learn something and glean something from it. And then master counseling sessions. And, again, you start those with people when they're, like, high regionals, close to or new national directors. That's when you want to start the achiever counseling sessions. Before that, they don't need it. They just need to what? The most important thing they emphasize always, keep your people excited. Have fun. Be excited, right? Learn the basics. Do them over and over again. Get yourself in the good, you know, habits. Habits, 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 habits. One of the things Vince said is he said, you know, we don't even have a TV in our house. We get no newspapers. He says, protect your space. Don't let negativity enter your life. And your basic skills of yourself as a leader, teach someone how to be excited and stay excited. If you don't know how to get somebody excited and stay excited, work on that. Because that's crucial in this business. Number two, building regional directors. Our whole goal, build regionals, build regionals, build regionals. Because regionals turn into nationals, nationals turn into executives, executives turn into presidentials. But you got to start with the regionals, build regionals, and create achievers. In other words, look at the qualifications of an achiever, and that's on one of the forms I attached for you guys. You've seen it over and over again, part of the three-point plan forms. What is achiever status? That's what you want to do is create achievers. That's what I'm working on right now. I just started doing achiever counseling, and I don't think any of the people I'm doing achiever counseling with is actually an achiever. They don't qualify yet. None of them are showing the plan 15 times a month, so I know none of them are achievers yet, but that's the goal. We're working them towards becoming achievers. That's the goal, right? We want RDs who can create other IDs. Counseling sessions, he talked about the, you know, qualifications. I put those in there because those aren't on the sheet. How many new signups for business period for healthy? We're building healthy legs, healthy leaders. That's what we look for, healthy legs, healthy leaders. What is healthy, right? How many new, how many regionals do you have? A healthy leg has at least two leaders in each leg, right? So, and it depends on what level you're at, what, whether these leaders are regionals, nationals, executives, whatever, but I put that in the outline for you. When do you leave a leg? Only if you have three ultimate achievers in a leg. And that's basically three presidential directors, almost. So you really are always working in that leg, working. And where do you work? You work at the deepest point, where you can have the most impact and create the most excitement all the way up the line. All right, Friday night opening ceremony. Al Dabala asked us about our 100-day commitment. I hope all you guys have done that. Everybody was signing on the wall the whole weekend. They had a couple of walls up there, China walls, and everybody was signing. But what is your 100-day commitment? And if you haven't made it yet, what is procrastination in your life and how is it ruining your life? People, we got to start moving forward. Get rid of procrastination. It'll destroy you. Just look back at your life, and I don't want you to go into depression, but look at what has procrastination cost you already in your life. Don't let it cost you another day. Flip it. Flip the switch. It's a new day. You heard the people talk about what ManaQuest meant to them. It was awesome. It's a new day. It's new life. You can create anything you choose to create. So why? And, oh, I'm just going to wait. For what? What are you waiting for? So, no procrastination. Clean up your act. I love the idea of no TV. I wish I could do that in my house, but I have a husband who's not in Manatech, and he'd never, I mean, that's his thing. So, again, I sit there like a, I've tried to get a blow-up doll for him so he wouldn't have to have me there, but no, he wanted me sitting there. So, to honor my husband, I sit there. But what do I do? When did I type up all this and prepare all this? Last night with my husband watching television. I can't even tell you the shows he watched because I don't watch them, but I'm there. But, you know, television is a distraction, and there's virtually nothing good on television. I mean, really. Stan Frederick talked about, you know, just where we are as a company, $26 million in cash in our bank account again. Wow. I remember last time we talked about the millions of cash in our bank, it was back 7-8 years ago, and we had $80 million of cash right before the Texas AG. Now we're back to $26 million. This company's going. It's on such an uptick, it's not even funny. So he said, triumph is just adding oomph to trying. Yeah, right. Rob Sennett, he talked about the last month. June was the best month we've had in 7 years. He also went through the S-curve, and I won't go through all that. He's done that before. I attached the link to the Jeffrey Himmelson article. Manatech is tremendously undervalued. This is a stock guy, analyst, right? And it gave you a link there in the outline. So you can go print that article off and just read about it. Read out what they're saying about Manatech today. We had a great 2013 making money. I mean, it's incredible how undervalued this stock is of this company. The other thing I highlighted in here is the fact that the University of Colorado is now studying the role of glycobiology on health. I didn't know that. That was new to me. I thought that's awesome. I'm going to do, I think it's a medical center, University of Colorado Medical Center, but I want to do more research to find out more about that, and hopefully I can give you guys more updates on that. I think that's incredible. Also, the things I didn't know about is Ambertos. He showed slides of the uniqueness of the glyco fingerprints. No one has anything like ours. And I think I have actually copies of those slides, so maybe I'll get those out as well. We have a very tight particle size, so it's sustainable release. And if you look at the chart that Rob put up there, it's incredible. And he said, no one else does that. So no one, our product, it costs more for us to make our product because of what we do to make sure we maximize the impact it has in the human body. No one else does that. So, you know, everybody who claims to have glyconutrients, we're still, you know, pursuing them and suing them and shutting them down. We've never lost a patent infringement claim, and we won't. So that's always consistently going on. But know that you know what you have is so unique to anything else in the marketplace. Bo Short. I loved it. How many no's are your dreams worth? It's your decision. It's just a choice. It's an attitude we take. Okay, then we kicked off Saturday. Jason Hewlett was there. Sorry, another typo. His name is Hewlett. again, we'll correct those on the final draft. Joel, he was super. Like I said, I hope he's there every year. He's just a great guy, great heart, incredible guy. Joel Bickman, I love that guy. I mean, I don't know, not many of you may have met him yet, but he's our new marketing VP, and he is awesome. He just is all so real. I mean, he's not about Joel. He's all about you. And he cares about one thing. He says, you know, I'll listen to anyone who talks to me, but I'm not going to take their information unless they're working the field. In other words, he's tired of people coming in and telling him what to do when they're really not even doing their business. So he really is on top of who's out there in the field 24/7. That's who he wants to talk to, and because the field is what teaches him. Odin Clack talked about a new youth app for your iPhones. By the way, it's in the Apple Store right now. It's soon to be released, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. Cost to you, free. You could take before, after pictures, direct ordering off the app so they can order youth right there. They don't have to go anywhere else except right to the app. It's great. So I can't wait for that to be released. I'm excited. I think it's going to do wonders for our youth business. Scott Kramer came out on stage. He's the president of something called Market Brain. He has phenomenal credentials. He took a lot of things. He had all these guys. Apple was a customer. I mean, he's done phenomenal work in the marketing arena, and he's a social marketing guru. It's no longer a question of whether we use or not to use social media in marketing our business. It's how well you're going to use it, because social media is where we're at today. And he's all about building collaboration communities and creating customer experiences. That's what they do. They're in contract with Manatech right now. They're building a Facebook page for us. And those of you, we all have it. Our cost for the first 6 months will be absolutely free. If you have a Social 5 that you invested in a year ago, they're going to use that as your business Facebook page. So they're just converting it for you. And it's incredible what he's going to prepare for us in that. The rest of what I wrote here is just information he gave us about four times in the past 500 years that we had a media revolution. Today we're having another. Facebook communications, many-to-many, it's word of mouth on steroids. And it's not quality that matters, it's quantity. It's not quantity that matters, it's quality. So he talked about the four steps, and 75% of our time should be spent in engaging and participating, asking questions. Only 20-25% should be on attempting to sell, because that's people aren't on Facebook to be sold, but they will. They're there to be connected. They want to learn. They want to grow in people. So he went through all the C's in social media. And I gave you a reference in the outline. Go to social.mantic.com to learn more about what he's offering us. It is a great opportunity for everyone in Manatech. And you know me, I'm not the high-tech person. Lydia does most of that for me. But when she walked me through it, I love it. I think it's going to have a lot of, bring us into the 21st century, let's say. Dr. Nugent came out. He talked about you. And by the way, these notes aren't from me because I was backstage during this time. But he talked about all the deficiencies we have there, no matter how much, even though 50% of Americans are taking vitamins and minerals. And I love to use this with people because it emphasizes the synthetic nature. Do you notice that? What's the vitamin that we're most deficient in the world? Right? I mean, the United States. Vitamin E. Remember the synthetic vitamin E? Right? Hexane and pentane. Oh, my God. Gross formulation of that. It's awful. It's in so many things. And that's why we're so deficient, because we're taking all these vitamins and minerals, and it's all synthetic, so you're not getting vitamin E. So look at all these things that we're still deficient. Even though we're 50% of Americans are taking it, this is our level of deficiency. Incredible. Manatech makes a difference. We have science, we have the safety, and we have the efficacy. All those critically important. He talked about GMO and that we don't use the language non-GMO because it really doesn't have a definition. He gave a specific language. Manatech products do not contain genetically modified DNA from genetically modified sources. So critical for us to say that. Manipold, most important discovery ever. New theory, altered glycos. He just went through the history of ambertose, altered glycostructures. Manipold's an acetylated mannan. And if you don't understand that, you can go. I remember researching that a few years back when I learned about it from Tate Switzer, our guy is in charge of the science area today, and I was blown away by the research. It's very scientific, very heavy stuff, but if you look up acetylated mannans, you're going to find out, oh, my gosh, we have a gold mine, people, a gold mine. And remember when that company went out of, Carrington Labs went out of business, we, in the bankruptcy court, we bought the rights to Manipole, so no one else could ever have it. And that was one of the most critical decisions this company has made. Besides patenting our product, that is second most critical. They talked about the National Academy of Sciences. We all know about that. And he talked about the, you know, we always talk about the receivers, receptive sites on our cells. They're transceivers. In other words, they receive and they transmit at the same time. So cellular communication is about receiving and transmitting. And that's why we call the saccharides on the cell surface our transceivers. He gave a lot of references to where you can find more information on the science through Nugent. And what else? Oh, GlycoBlitz, let's talk about this. He talked about the allergic reaction. If people talk about an allergic reaction, it's typically from the yellow sap. None of that is in Ambertose, so you don't have to worry about if you have an allergy that you'll be allergic to the Ambertose. The GlycoBoom Slim Sticks, brand new product. How many of you know about that? They're terrific. We bought the whole place out before the presentation was made on stage. There were none left by the time the presentation was made on stage. Isn't that crazy? I think I bought 10 boxes or 12 boxes. I don't know. I have lots of them because it's not going to be available until November. But I heard through the grapevine that they're ordering some more. So you might talk to some people from Chicago if you have them in your upline or whatever and say, hey, how can you get your hands on some more GlycoBoom Slim Sticks? I love them. Some people said to me, well, Mary Jo, did you look at the price of them? And I go, what price? I mean, here we go, scarcity taking over again. A box of 10 costs $39.99. So they're like $4 for a GlycoSlim stick. You tear it open and you get this massive quantity of what? Manipul powder, Wakami, other, you know, glycos, huge serving of glycos. You get huge sources of acerola, wild bush plum, antioxidants. All this stuff is coming in this product that's massive. And you feel a difference, people. I guarantee you can't rip one and swallow that stuff without making a difference. Your body responds. My body responds, right? So I kind of laughed because I said, you know, people are upset about the $4 it costs for taking one of those sticks. Well, if you go through a tub of Ambertose a month, you're taking $4 of Ambertose every day. And this product is like Ambertose on steroids, right? So, and you don't use GlycoBoom sticks every day of your life. It's kind of what you want to use when you feel like a bug coming on or something's happening with you. Boom, GlycoBoom. I wish I would have had them in Brazil because I had some congestion problems. I bet, wipe me out. I even lost my voice a day in Brazil. That drove me crazy. It's not easy to evangelize when you don't have a voice, but I would have loved to have had a box of GlycoBoom Slim Sticks. So these are really particular for times when you feel like it, you know, you got some stuff coming on or whatever and you want to ward it off. Use face-off winners. We did that. Oh, we all got to get on stage. Amanda's on the call today. Thanks for being on. Her team was third. Kathy Jackson's was second. And, of course, our team, my great teammates were awesome. And they were all there. We all got to get on stage and share, you know, what was it that made a difference for us? And I asked all my team to be very practical. Give the audience what they need to hear to make a difference in their life. Give them practical ideas that they can run with and move forward with. And I thought they did a terrific job. I don't know about all you guys, but I was so proud of my team. They were awesome, and it was so much fun to be able to emcee that portion of it with them. It was just a blessing. And thank you, Manatech, one more time for honoring that group of people. How terrific was all that? It was just great. So I wrote up a bunch of the ideas in the outline today so you can grab onto those. Bo Short then got on after we were done on stage, and he talked about, you know, people complain about, you know, in network marketing only a handful of people make it. And he goes, well, then be that person. Well, you want to complain about the facts, you know? He says, be that person. Hope is the great falsifier of facts, right? And he said, it's crazy. We know the facts. And then I even introduced in the outline, I said, you know, all of us know the facts. What do the facts tell us about by the age of 65? 96% of the people are dead or dead broke. Only one is wealthy. So are the odds against us? Yeah. But why do we have to be one of that? You know, we keep talking to the 96. I don't know if you talk to dead people, but we talk to the 96% instead of the 4%. When are you going to shift your life and be the 4%? It's just a choice. It's a choice, people. Look at these people in network marketing. I remember the guy that got on stage and he lost money for 10 years. He had 24 credit cards that were maxed out. He was in 11 different network marketing companies, failed at all of them. And then he went, somebody said, you got to go talk. You're starting a new one. He said, he never gave up on network marketing, notice. Never gave up on the model. He loved the model. He never blamed the model for his failure. 11 different ones, 24 credit cards maxed out, living in like a little hut where he didn't even have a door. He had to climb out his window, in and out of his window. And this guy went to a guru, and the guy just said, you know what, show the plan 3 times a day. Every day, show the plan 3 times, every day. Never give up, show the plan 3 times every day. Get the skill set down, show the plan 3 times every day. And that's what he did. A year and a half later, he's a multimillionaire. Well, how does that happen? Did he continue listening to the 96%? No. So, you know, don't tell me the facts are against you. The facts are against you only if you buy into them. I didn't buy into them in my life. I wasn't going to be part of the 96%. And neither do you have to be. There are always going to be people that are going to be willing to settle. And sometimes what happens is because network marketing has this low entry level, those are the kind of people we're attracting every day. And then we get frustrated because they never do anything. Well, guess what? They're part of the 96%, and they can't shift. Their head just can't wrap around the fact that, why can't I choose to be the 4%? Why can't I? You can. It's a choice. It's just a choice. And he gave a definition of leader. You guys can look at those characteristics. And I suggest you run through those 15 and tick mark off, where do you line up? And then you can circle the ones, I need more work here. I need some work here. I need some work here. Great. Start working on it. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off one more day. He said, the hope is a great falsifier of facts. The disposition of the thought changes the nature of the thing. And that's exactly right. Saturday afternoon, we had Yolandi got up there again, Van Der Lindy. There's supposed to be an R there. She said what's most critical before, even she laid the foundation for the three-point plan. You know, we thought, oh, the powers of submission, the three powers. No. Yolandi was really clear. Two things you got to get down, your why. So people on this call today, if you don't have your why down, I don't want you to do another thing this week until you figure it out. Quit putting off the most important thing you need to figure out, your why. Buy the book if you don't have it, Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Figure it out. It's stopping you from going anywhere, so figure it out. And number two, our product is people. Know what it is you stand for. What do you stand for in life? She talked about love, freedom, health, and I'm not sure she said the word love, the accent sometimes. She might have said hope, but I put down love just because, probably because that's one of mine, you know. What do you stand for? What do you stand for? Get real clear. Pick out the three most important words or characteristics that you stand for in life, right? What is your why and what do you stand for? Get that down. And she was so much heart. Oh, my gosh. Her love and her heart oozed all over that stage. She was so real. And when people talk to me about this weekend being so real, I'm telling you, the Vandalinis had a big piece of that action. And then Vince got up there and he talked about, you know, reviewing the three powers. And again, I already did that in the presidential meeting, so I didn't review it again and I didn't outline all that. JP, and he talked about the group relationships, three relationships deep. You always maintain relationships with your people. Even no matter what level you get to, you always want to have at least three friendships deep in each of your legs. JP Koster, he reviewed exactly how he shows the plan. And again, I mentioned to you earlier, you can go to Navigate and see it. I haven't done that yet, but they tell me it's there, so I'm telling you that. I may do just a Monday call just on how to present the plan. You know, I might do one live for you because I think it's so critical that we get that down. One of the reasons you're not showing the plan is because you don't know how to show the plan. You don't know what to say. So I saw that kind of fear in my people's faces when attending this event, so I know that that's a need, so I'm willing to step up as well. I know your upline presidential director will do the same for you or your leader. But get it clear, get it down, know what you're doing, because you got to come across as you know what you're doing. If you come across sloppy and careless and you know, slap it together at the last minute, you know, you're going to look that way. You're not going to attract people. They're not going to put their life in your hands and say, I'm ready to commit my life to this. That's what you're looking for. Are you capable of doing that today? Answer that question and then get prepared. Just like you said before, hey, take a day to learn how to contact people. Take a day to learn how to invite people. Take a day to learn how to show the plan. He says, build the skills. build the skills. But he talked about Manatech. Here's some of the things he said, the wellness industry, patented product. These are just some of the ideas he threw out there, and definitely not all that he threw out there, but I just outlined 5, 6, 7 areas. He talked about passive and active income, and he really made the point. He said, you know what? Only things people will remember is your excitement and how much income they can make. So don't be complicated about it. Keep it simple, right? And just show how it keeps getting better and better. Saturday night, we had Jason Hewitt. Again, he was awesome, off the charts, terrific. Ray Robbins was on stage. He talked about his new book. It's called Get a Grip. GRIP stands for Growing Residual Income Potential, okay? He had pages of it up on the screens. He went over a bunch of things with us, like initial, you know, proposition, how to your attraction factor, how do you attract people. All these things were important for all of us, and he handed out parts of his book to everybody. I didn't attach that because it's lengthy, but asking for feedback, but it was good to hear from him. And then after he left, we had story night. And this is what they do in South Africa all the time. And let me tell you, when we heard J.P. Koster talk about his story and the Yolandi, Yolandi was most impressive to me. I mean, she was so sweet. Here's this young woman up there, probably in her early 30s now, but she talked about falling in love with, Vince, and how when, Vince came to her one day and said she was working, and he goes, "What do you want to do?" She goes, "I want to swim with the dolphins." And she goes, "Well, let's go to Mozambique. We can go swim with the dolphins." She quit her job. He quit what he was doing. And they just jumped in a car and drove off to Mozambique. Not a care in the world. These people are like 20 years old. And then they found out, well, they were starving and they couldn't eat beans anymore. And so they had to start looking for something. So they went out and got a couple different crazy jobs. And then finally his dad convinced them to do Manatech. So they started doing Manatech. They already had one baby. She was pregnant. And she never wanted to stay at home. So he would go to a meeting, excuse me, and Yolandi would sleep in the car. I mean, she'd be in the car and with her baby, and pregnant, and with the dog, waiting for him to get done with his meeting. Is this not, I mean, these stories just touched home so much. And how her mother used to deliver food to the house. And Vince would say, he said, "You know, I never even knew that was happening." And she looked at him on stage and said, "Well, how did you think we were eating?" Because he wasn't making any money. I mean, it was incredible, the struggles that they went through. And today they live the life of their dreams. But they were so real. And they were so, I mean, it was awesome to listen to these young kids and where they are today. And that's it, folks. That's basically it. What a heck of a Mana Quest. Beautiful time. Everybody had a great time. And story night was awesome. And, of course, I believe that when we lose the stories, we really lose a big piece of why. We lose a big piece of heart. And so, you know, it's critical for all of us to start bringing those stories back into every one of our meetings we do, all the shares we're involved in, because people really, facts tell, stories sell. So we got to get back to that. But anyway, great time, everybody. Thanks for staying on the call. Anyone want to conclude? Anyone left on the call who might want to add one last thing? Or
Mary Jo, when Joel was talking, one of the things that I really enjoyed that he said was that they're putting together testimonials again. They're
Absolutely.
Trying to get together to where we can start doing testimonials again. So I think that's going to be extremely powerful.
Absolutely. And you're going to see it tomorrow night. We're going to actually have live testimonials tomorrow night, because tomorrow night is going to be modeling South Africa, right? We're modeling what does an opportunity meeting look like.
Awesome.
Great. So don't miss that one. Anyone else? Great. Okay, you guys, sorry for those of you who missed it. Hopefully I brought it to you almost live. A lot of information, and I gave you a lot of places to look and follow up. There's more coming. And let me tell you, it was absolute delight. We loved every minute of it. My energy is still flowing from it, obviously, because I don't think I got much sleep last night preparing the massive outline, but I enjoyed every minute, and I'm looking forward to the next Frisco event. But I'm also looking forward today. I'm looking for how it's changing my life today, what I'm doing differently today that I didn't do before this event, because that's what I always tell people. When you come out of an event, what are the couple changes you're making in your life because of the event? Because otherwise, it's just a great event, right? So how is it changing your life? What are you going to do differently? What are you implementing to make a difference in your life today? because we can all look at that. We can watch all those. And I didn't go through all the recognitions, of course. We had the regionals, nationals, executives, presidentials, the Millionaire Club. All that was recognized. But when you look at those people that walk across the stage, they're no different than you. No different. They just somewhere in their life made a commitment to change some habits that created results. So it's up to you to what are the habits you're willing to implement in your life that will totally change your results. They're right there in front of you. There are no secrets. In fact, that's what JP said. He goes, the big secret to this business is there is no secret. I love that. It isn't. There's no secret. People have been making millions of dollars in this industry for years and years and years. And basically, they do the same thing. We do the same cycle. Build a contact list, contact invite, show the plan, follow up and close. Just a cycle. But how good are we at doing that? Can we build a better skill set around it? And how committed are we to doing it every day? There's the differences. Okay? All right, everybody. Love you. Have a great week, and we'll be back on phone with you next Monday. Thanks, everyone.